Now, as far as the starting five, as we think we will see it, you have a guy in Hunter who plays great defense.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to seeing if John Collins comes back and be healthy if we don't deal him, because that's still a possibility. Thoughts about what we may see when they roll things out and this new starting five we're going to look to see here.
Yeah, I really actually liked the fact that as the days kind of led up to what happened yesterday, we heard less and less about DeAndre Hunter in a trade deal and less about if we ever really heard about Onyeka Okongwu. So I actually liked that particular piece. John Collins is still on the table, according to multiple reports. So we'll see kind of how that goes, whether or not that's going to be, you know, who in that space ends up being your big three, if anybody, or if it's somebody else that comes in and becomes a big three. But what I like is keep DeAndre Hunter where DeAndre Hunter is. And if it is a, you know, a JC kind of Onyeka Okongwu kind of going between that four and that five, I think that's a fine starting lineup, especially if this is something that I said last season. And this is kind of me going in the keep JC camp. So kind of follow me with that one. When the Hawks decided last year that there were no deals on the table that they felt were appropriate enough for them to deal JC, I said, okay, fine. I'm okay with it. If we've got him, I want to see what Nate McMillan can do with him for a full season. Did we really get that this year from John? No, his body didn't allow for it.
Really not anybody.
Exactly. Honestly. We didn't get anybody, to your point, on that team that really we were allowed to see what Nate McMillan could do with them for a full season. So if by chance they keep John Collins, I'm okay with that, because it'll finally give us an opportunity to see one way or the other what he is. And real talk, when you look at the numbers, although I think this is a very friendly deal for the Hawks and his
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.